This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Many residents of Colorado City in southwestern Pueblo County are without running water because of a severed power line. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The outage started earlier this week and has impacted most households to varying degrees, according to the Pueblo Chieftain. The paper says it's only affecting Colorado City Metro water users. Officials are asking people to conserve water and say they're working on the issue. As of Thursday afternoon, there's no estimate as to when it will be resolved. A free mobile shower unit is available at the rec center through Sunday for those affected, though users must bring their own items like towels and shampoo. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The husband of Denver's district attorney has pleaded guilty to two counts of arson for setting fires on his mountain property last fall during a fire ban. Christopher Linsmeyer faces up to 90 days in the Grand County Jail, plus community service and probation. Linsmeyer was burning slash piles at the same time one of the largest fires in state history, the East Troublesome Fire, was burning not far away. Kim Robards' dance returns to the stage tonight at the Studio Loft at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. The multi-generation dance troupe specializes in a mix of ballet and modern dance. Tonight's public performance is the company's first since the pandemic began last year. It's hot again today, maybe just a bit cooler tomorrow. In Denver, 94 this afternoon, then dropping into the 80s on Saturday. Then it's back into the 90s Sunday and next week. There is rain possible this afternoon and tonight and again tomorrow. In Boulder, 89 today and cooler on Saturday. Grand Junction in the 90s. Montrose in the 80s with clouds moving in and some rain late today and tonight. This is CPR News.